thank you and well done to some incredibly active and brilliant people. As well as being the office of the Prime Minister, it's also my home, so if you see any of my children that I haven't left in the pub, it's an interesting thing. I've never had so many emails and messages and texts from people who have similar stories to tell. So there's a huge amount about my colleagues. One Conservative MP who admitted to being left in a motorway service station by his parents. One who claimed he was left outside a butcher's shop. I'm finding out all sorts of things. But anyway, that wasn't what I meant to say tonight. What I meant to say tonight is great to have you here, because I hold a lot of receptions in Notting Hill Downing Street. But I'm passionate about the Big Society. I'm passionate about the Big Society Awards. And having so many award winners here tonight makes it a very special evening for me. And tonight is really about three things. It's about a very big thank you, because I want to make sure that as a society, we do better in thanking those who put themselves forward, who work with others, who do so much to make our world a better place to live in. And that was one of the reasons why I was so pleased the Queen reintroduced the British Empire Medal, because that is actually, in many ways, a big society medal, that there ought to be more recognition of the efforts, including other people, what people here in this room do. So the first thing is thank you. The second is recognition. I think it is important to recognise what an important part of our country this is. Sometimes people rather condescendingly talk about voluntary bodies and charities and social enterprises as the third sector. As you know, you come after the private sector and the public sector. And the argument I often make to people is actually, if you think of so many of the great social breakthroughs in our country, whether it's reforming and helping prisoners to go straight, whether it is providing great education, whether it is the hospice movement, these were things that the voluntary and charity sector came up with first. So in my view, you're the first sector, and so recognition is important. I think the third thing is inspiration. I think we all know that while fantastic work is being done, and I've heard some wonderful stories tonight, stories about how people come forward to help the emergency services, stories how people come forward to retrain prisoners and give them a chance to earn a living, stories of how we help people out of hospital to live in the community. There's an enormous amount of entrepreneurialism from all the different groups here tonight. And so inspiration is key, because I want to make sure that as a society we hold up some really inspiring examples of social enterprise and inspire others to do the same thing. Because this is why I think the Big Society is so important. Of course, government's got an enormous role in providing welfare and education and healthcare and helping the poor and the vulnerable and those who can't help themselves. And of course, we've all got individual responsibilities to try and do the best for ourselves. But the fact is, we'll never really build a strong society and a strong country and a strong community unless we have incredible groups, enterprises, charities, voluntary bodies like yours that not only fill so many gaps in our country, but also provide this inspiration, this enterprise, and incredibly exciting new ideas. Government can be rather staid and unimaginative, and we just sort of come up with the same old answers. You come up with incredibly exciting answers for how to solve local problems, social problems, and how to make people's lives more worthwhile. So this government is committed to trying to help you do that. We're trying to open up public services and say, if you want to play a greater part in providing healthcare or setting up a new school or running a council service that isn't working, you should be able to do that. So we're opening up public services. We're also trying to drive power down to the local level, not just to the local council, but even beyond the local council. One of the winners I met tonight running a great park in Lancashire that was a piece of council-owned land that wasn't working for anyone, and it's now a vibrant park with play spaces for people, of children of all ages. So we're trying to drive power down to the local level. The third part of the Big Society, after opening up public services and driving this power down to the lowest level, is to encourage voluntary and individual effort and philanthropy as well. I think it's a vital part of the Big Society that people feel they can give, they can contribute, they can play a part. And I think we should encourage more of that in our society. I think those are the three parts that make up
what to me is a really important vision for the future of our country. You're all Big Society Award winners, so many congratulations. You deserve this. I'm afraid this doesn't come with much money with it, but this is the this is, I think, an important award. Above all, a very big thank you for what you do. I think it was Gandhi who said that often you can find yourself by losing yourself in the service of others. And in many ways, that's what all of you in this room have done. So from me, a very heartfelt, a very profound thank you. You are what makes Britain great. Thank you very much.